Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
GP2, left wing, bounce pass to JK. Guarded there by Hachimura. Curry off the screen, has a clean look from the left wing. Packed in the act, and he makes it. A potential 4-point play for Stephen Curry. I'm coming. Looks like we're going to get stabbed. Sits on the scorer's table. Steph has the headset. Steph, congrats on the win. What a performance. 6 of 6 from downtown. You guys hit 26 threes here at Crypto.com Arena tonight. How did it feel coming out of your hands? And what can you say about making 26 threes and shooting 63% from deep as a team?
Yeah, I think obviously in the league, there's certain nights where everybody's feeling at the same time. But in order to take advantage of that, it's about the shots that you create and just trying to keep it simple and not turn it over. And we did that in the first half. Draymond was unbelievable, 5 of 5 in the first half. Klay had 3, I had 3. Wiggs got going. And it's contagious. The ball's moving. You're not really having to force anything, and everybody's getting good shots.
Well, you guys ended the third quarter on a 10-0 run to push the lead up to 17 heading into the fourth after the Lakers had cut it to 4, cut it to 5, and kept it within 2 to 3 possessions. But that was a big run to end the third quarter. How'd that propel you guys tonight?
It was huge. Our starting unit was great in the first half. Second unit struggled a little bit to hold that lead, and it was the exact opposite in the third quarter, where Lakers made a run like you expect them to, and our second unit came in, CP leading the charge, Klay making big shots, JK pushing the pace, and they closed out that third quarter in style, gave us a good separation, and then it's about just executing in the fourth quarter, and we did that.
You guys improved to 3-1 against L.A. this year, the Lakers, that is. You get the tiebreaker. You've won 8 of 9. How does this win feel?
We always said they're all important down the stretch. Like you said, to win 8 of 9. The Dallas one still stings a little bit because we played it well enough to win that game. But we need every single one of these coming down the stretch. 3 more. Give ourselves an opportunity to hopefully get the best seed possible. You never know what could happen. But more so, it's just about getting or maintaining our identity and getting a good rhythm going into the play-in, because we know it's going to be tough trying to get into a playoff series.
And lastly, Steph, what is it going to take to win these final 3 games and head into the postseason at least the 9 seed?
First, I mean, obviously you got to win them all just to have a chance. I think obviously Portland, New Orleans, and Utah – all winnable games. Just stay focused on the task at hand. Make the adjustments from game to game on who we're playing and what the strategy is. And everybody just come with good energy. We have a full squad. You don't know how many minutes you're going to play. Just be ready.
Well, Steph, thanks for your time. Congrats on the win.
Thank you very much.
That's Stephen Curry joining us post-game as the Warriors win 134-120. Steph was perfect from downtown tonight. 23 points on 6 of 6 from deep, 7 rebounds, 8 assists for the best shooter that has ever lived. Well, we'll take a timeout. Come on back with State Farm post-game show. Warriors 134, Lakers 120 on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. I'm back here on the State Farm post-game show. State Farm has surprisingly great rates on car insurance. You'll get coverage that meets your needs at a price that fits your budget. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. The Warriors win 134-120. Just a huge dub over the LA Lakers tonight. They get the tiebreaker. They're even in the loss column with the Lakers with 3 games to play. And if they win out, they are at the very worst hosting the 9-10 play-in game next week at Chase Center. So things looking a lot rosier after this win tonight as far as the Warriors' play-in outlook, trying to get out of the 9-10. At the very least, don't have to win 2 games on the road to get into the playoffs. If you can at least get one of those at home, that would be nice. Of course, the goal would be to get to 8th, so you have 2 cracks at making the postseason and getting that final game at home. Of course, that didn't help the Warriors 3 years ago when they were the 8th seed and lost to the Grizzlies in overtime at home in the 8-9 play-in game. But they will take it tonight, 134-120, and they just came out on fire. 7 of their first 9 from 3, and I said they had to cool down eventually. And, well, they did. I mean, they were 15-22 from 3 in the first half. They were 11 of 19 from 3 in the second half. So they were a little colder in the second half, but that's still scorching hot. It's like 58% in the second half. They shot 63% from three in the game. 26 made threes, a season high, and one off the franchise record of 27. It really was the three-point shooting and the Splash Brothers combining 11 of 16 from deep. Klay Thompson and Steph Curry just could not miss. And then they had some monster rim protection in this game. The Warriors finished with 12 blocks, and three of them from Trayce Jackson-Davis. Rui Hachimura did have a 20-point, 11-rebound double-double, but he did it on 7 of 21 shooting. He was getting rejected at the rim left and right. If it wasn't Trayce Jackson-Davis, it was Gary Payton, who had a monster block late. And the Warriors just had the mojo in this game. And look, I know Anthony Davis was not here, and obviously he changes the calculus of this game, the geometry of the floor. If he's in this one, perhaps this is a different outcome for Golden State. But fact of the matter is, the Warriors, you can only beat the guys who are on the court in front of you, and that's what they did tonight. Just an impressive win, getting contributions up and down the lineup in a game they absolutely had to have. I mean, there was subtle talk, and at least the talk in the media, that, well, if the Warriors lose this game and you think about giving rest days to Draymond and Steph and Klay Thompson, who, by the way, has just played his 75th game, the most he's played since returning from injury, and looking strong and looking stronger as the season just continues to progress. So, but now there's not going to be rest days. As long as it's as a pathway to 8 and 9 are still alive, everyone's going to be playing. And that's what you want to see, is the Warriors improve to 44-35, matching their win total from last year. Of course, 44 wins was good enough to get the sixth seed last year. It will not be good enough to get the sixth seed this year. Sixth seed's probably going to end up with about 48 or 49 wins. So just a big win, keeping the momentum rolling. And just year after year, these last four seasons, the Warriors have turned it on when they have needed it most, just finishing the seasons on scorching stretches. 2 years ago, it was a five-game win streak to end the season. They won 5 of 6 to end last regular season. 3 years ago, they won their last six games on a six-game homestand to soar all the way up to eighth in the play-in. And just great stuff here from Golden State to get their 24th road win of the season. They will finish no worse than 24-17 on the road. And their last road game of the year will take them to Portland. And speaking of which, let's give you our upcoming broadcast presented by Ticketmaster. The Warriors are in Portland for their road finale Thursday, 7 p.m., 6:30 airtime on 95.7 The Game. I'll have the call for you there. And then it's the last two games of the season, both at Chase Center. It's the back end of a back-to-back first against the New Orleans Pelicans, 6:30 airtime, 7 p.m. tip time. Tim Roy and Tom Tolbert will have the call for you on Autism Acceptance Night presented by NBC Sports. And then the regular season finale, Sunday, 12:30, 12 p.m. airtime. That is the regular season finale presented by Chase Freedom as the Warriors take on the Utah Jazz. And again, the Warriors 26 threes. So the Dubs made 26 three-pointers tonight. And I got to get out my calculator because I can't do 26 times 500 in my head right now. I want to say that's, what, 13,000? Let's see, 26 times 500. 13,000, yeah. But so the Dubs made 26 three-pointers tonight, which means $13,000 will be donated to benefit local organizations and underserved youth as part of the Hoops for Kids program presented by Salesforce. Visit warriors.com/kids for more information. Thank you, Salesforce, and all participating sponsors. The Warriors win this one by 14.